From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. No word of containment yet on a two square mile blaze in northern Arizona, the largest of several fires that broke out last weekend. As KJZZ's Al Macias reports, crews are having to contend with difficult weather and terrain.
Hundreds of firefighters are in the Tonto National Forest battling high winds and rugged high desert terrain. Dave Killebrew is a forest spokesman. He says low humidity is making the job more difficult.
That's one of our biggest concerns. They're predicting the possibility of relative humidity, getting down to 3%, which is almost bone dry, or is bone dry.
100 miles to the west, the Gladiator Fire has forced the evacuation of the small town of Crown King. The U.S. Forest Service has 6 of its 10 air tankers operating in Arizona. For NPR News, I'm Al Macias in Phoenix.
Strong demand may prompt Facebook to cut off orders for its initial public offering today instead of Thursday as scheduled. NPR's Craig Windham reports that Mark Zuckerberg seeks a market value of as much as $96 billion.
At that value, Facebook would be worth more than companies such as Disney or Ford. Zuckerberg has been trying to build demand for the IPO, claiming the company has room to grow. But stock analyst Michael Pachter with Wedbush Capital Partners wonders whether Zuckerberg is willing to answer to shareholders and a board of directors once the company goes public.
I mean, I recognize he has 60% of the vote, so he can get anything done that he wants. But why have a board if you're not going to consult them?
Pachter says companies such as Google and Apple eventually hired executives who were more skilled at running large public corporations. Craig Windham, NPR News.
The head of the Federal Election Commission is scheduled to take the witness stand today in the John Edwards trial. North Carolina Public Radio's Jeff DeBeery says the defense's first witness was the chief financial officer for Edwards' former presidential campaign.
Laura Haggard was in charge of filing campaign finance reports with the Federal Election Commission during Edwards' 2008 presidential campaign. She testified to never putting down money received from two wealthy donors, intended to hide Edwards' affair. Even after Edwards was indicted, she didn't amend the reports. Haggard didn't believe them to be contributions because she said the money wasn't used to urge the public to vote for a candidate. Haggard also testified that FEC auditors determined the hush money did not need to be reported, although the jury wasn't allowed to hear that. The defense could be done presenting its case by early next week. For NPR News, I'm Jeff DeBeery in Greensboro, North Carolina.
The government star witness is set to testify again today in the Roger Clemens perjury trial. Brian McNamee has already told jurors that he personally injected Clemens with steroids several times in the late 1990s. Clemens is accused of lying during a 2008 congressional hearing on steroid use in pro baseball. Asian shares mostly lower today. Hong Kong stocks rose nearly 1%. This is NPR News. The government is launching an ambitious plan for combating Alzheimer's disease. For starters, a new website will soon be available with information about the disease and where to go for help. The head of Health and Human Services is scheduled to discuss recent studies of Alzheimer's and the administration's goal of finding a treatment by the year 2025 at today's meeting of the National Institutes of Health. An attorney for the family of a slain Florida A&M drum major is expressing relief that the suspension of the school's marching band is being extended. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports that the hazing death last fall will keep the band off the field through the next school year.
Robert Champion was a drum major who died after he was beaten on a bus after a football game last November. Since then, 13 have been charged in connection with the incident, and questions remain about the future of the band. University President James Ammons says it will be at least another year before the Marching 100 can return to the field. There's no question, he says, that the band must be restructured. Ammons has faced pressure from Florida's governor, from Champion's parents, and from others across the country to keep the band suspended until several investigations into the hazing death are completed. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
The governor of California is proposing more than $8 billion in cuts to close a growing state deficit. The state currently has a shortfall of almost $16 billion. Governor Jerry Brown is proposing billions of dollars in spending cuts, but says that tax hikes would help reduce the impact on social services, including public education. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News in Washington.